Very nice to meet you.
Sunday at El Ranchito Restaurant in Oak Cliff, Wendy Davis went table to table, posing for photographs and asking for votes. Tito and Connie Morales felt like they were meeting a celebrity.
I watched her in the debates, and I believe in everything she was saying.
It just so happens that we have a big Wendy sign in our front yard, and here she is.
Shortly after Davis left Dallas to campaign in other parts of the state, opponent Greg Abbott arrived.
Well, it is so great to be back in the county that I grew up in.
Abbott began Monday morning at a Sonny Bryan's barbecue restaurant where he was introduced by Walker, Texas Ranger himself, actor Chuck Norris.
This man has experience and the leadership to keep us at number one and even make it even redder in this state here.
Both candidates used their final campaign stops to reinforce their messages and to say they're ignoring the polls that show Abbott with a healthy lead. Abbott talked more about fighting against President Barack Obama than he did about beating Wendy Davis.
As your Attorney General, I have been fighting for your liberty against an overreaching federal government that's tried to run too much of your lives and take too much of your money. That is why I have sued Barack Obama 30 times, and I am not done yet.
He warned supporters not to let a forecast for rain keep them from voting.
Do not let that dampen your spirit or those who will go vote. We need every last vote in this election.
Davis reminded voters her number one priority is education.
It means so much to me to know that thousands and thousands of people across this state believe, as I do, that this election is about our children. It's about fighting to make sure they have the resources they need in their public schools and electing a governor who they know will make that happen.
Davis says she believes her supporters can produce an upset.
Not for a moment has there been doubt in my mind about what people are capable of accomplishing. Together, if we vote, we will win and we will make a change in this state.
Davis will await the voting results Tuesday night in her hometown of Fort Worth. Abbott will be in Austin. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.